On tonight's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, the real Lisa versus the really sick Kim Richards comes to an apex. We're here to talk about everything with special guest Eden Sassoon in the studio right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, AfterBuzzers, and welcome to our Asian-inspired reunion set of our own. And we're here to talk about Season 7, Episode 21, Part 3 of this reunion. Let's get into it. I'm your host, Grants _ Rants on Twitter. And joining me tonight to get into it deep.
I'm Jennifer Leone, and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Jennifer Leone TV.
Hey guys, I'm Thomas Rulina. Please follow me everywhere at Thomas Rulina on my Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and Facebook.
Hey guys, Chris Valentine here. Follow me on Instagram, ChrisValentine17, and Twitter, aka Golden Boy. It's our Hong Kong episode theme, like chopsticks. We have Eden Sassoon!
Eden Sassoon!
In the studio!
Yay!
Welcome back!
Thank you for having me again.
Thank you so much for coming back.
You're going to get into all of it with us. You're going to bring the
focus.
Take me
wherever you want to go.
You're going
to
put all this into a focus for us. Yes. There's a lot to cover.
Yeah, we
Where can we follow you online?
Oh, yes. Instagram is always fun. I mean, Twitter, you know what happens there. That's Sass Eden. Is it Sass Eden?
Yes, it
Sass
is.
Sass Eden.
And my Instagram, Eden Sassoon. Two S's, two O's.
And check out Eden's Twitter. She was live tweeting while we were watching. There's a lot going on Eden's Twitter.
Guys, look at these amazing gifts. Can they get this on a website or something?
Oh, well, you can get the pops at Starbucks.
Thank you. So sweet of you.
Shout out to Starbucks.
The mugs, where do we get those? I get them from the gentleman who made them, Scott Heller. He's incredible.
Until further notice. And just tell us two. Let's take 2 seconds to talk about Beauty Gives Back, please.
My nonprofit. Yes. So Beauty Gives Back is an organization we give to Thirst Project, and what I do is educate the industry. I unite them through education. I bring them people from around the world that they most likely wouldn't be in contact with, and make us sort of become one, understand why we do what we do. We're more than just a hairdresser, because they look to my father as their ultimate mentor. Well, here I am to tell you this is how he raised me and taught me. And they really get involved in not only education within the industry, but who are you? What are your choices that you want to make? Without water, you wouldn't have a job. That's for them to understand it. Without water, we all wouldn't be here right now. Okay. And it just kind of goes from there. It's a really beautiful day. It's intense. They leave feeling like, who am I? And that's exactly why I do what I do.
Was that a connection to the gala you did last week on
that was Thirst Project?
Yeah,
yes.
Thirst Project.
So I created Beauty Gives Back .care for Thirst Project specifically.
Oh my gosh.
Because it was, they want to end the thirst crisis in Swaziland by 2022, and I'm behind them 100%.
You're like a mermaid. Wow. You're giving back.
It's amazing.
That's why I'm here, to be honest. That's what makes my heart happy. The rest is fun.
You're just amazing. Yes. You're so authentic during the entire season. We are so thankful to have you back.
I'm grateful to be here.
Beauty Gives Back. Check it out, kids. Check it out.
Not care.
Okay. Got it.
Thank you. Thank you, by the way.
Sure.
Eden, I want to ask you, in person, what does that bunny look like? I'm curious.
It was literally, you could just hear the noise. It was this big wrapped cellophane thing, and she's going to reach behind and just...
Yeah.
And you're like, what is going on? And then the look on her face and the silence. Look, I'm getting the chills. The silence in the room, and I'm thinking to myself, no, she is not.
Can you believe
this
it?
Right now.
So nobody saw her place that behind the sofa?
I'm sure a few people did. I didn't.
Oh, okay.
Andy probably knew, but weren't you not horrified by what happened? I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. You didn't hear what I really said.
Tell us.
I was beside myself.
Really?
I was. How could you do something like that on national television?
I know.
Sage it. Clean the energy.
Give it a chance.
And by the way, don't tell me you believe in energy. Okay?
That's right. That's what I said last week.
Yeah.
I said, don't act like Eden, like you know all about energy all of a sudden.
It's not even like knowing. Like, first of all, if I say, would you like a crystal to be healed? Anybody who is on the path of healing or least resistant, yes, please.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You want to take that in. No, I'm healed. Okay. Right there, number one red flag. You don't say that. You don't act like that.
I
was really disappointed and upset. And obviously, her and I don't have a friendship. And to be honest, those are people that I choose to never be around.
Right.
And I'm okay saying that. And I told her to her face. And, she has this very woe is me and you use me as your... Kim, let's get one thing straight. you and I have nothing in common. We'll never have anything in common. And that's okay. I am 100% okay with that. And I like to keep it that way.
So seeing how you feel that way about Kim, how do you feel about Kyle? Considering, you know, they're kind of like a duo.
Well, no, when Kyle expressed herself and what she said, I am not her mother. Those words right there, I am not her mother. I had a sister who was just like him, an addict, and we lost her. And I wasn't her mother. And I had to play that role as I'm the younger sister. I had to be responsible for her going out. She was sort of out of control. And I'm not her mom. It's not for me to take care of her. So after Kyle, you know, had her say in that moment, I said, you know what? I respect and honor you for saying that. And they didn't show it. But when she came and she was very intense, you could see the veins in her forehead. I saw what she was feeling. And she's not her mom. And for all these years, she's had to take care of her sister. And thank God she still has her. But it's not an easy job. So I really respect and honor Kyle for, you know, being in this situation. But also, you know, I do believe she does enable her. So that's their stuff, not mine.
Yeah. Before we jump into the details of this third part of the reunion, I want to give you an opportunity to explain the ring situation in Hong Kong. We're going to jump back to the gifting of this ring to Erica Jane.
Perfect. The truth was, we were having they didn't show the exact story, but we were having a great time. And I wanted to buy London, who we all know from the show, a sweater. And there was a man behind me, and of course, I'm a flirt with everybody. I was flirting with him, and I said, and all this was going on, and Erica's like, oh my God, stop. I'm like, no. The sweater, he put on the sweater. The sweater looked fabulous. He goes, you are not buying this guy. You don't know a sweater. And meeting him in New York and paying for his trip, I said, I'm going to do what I want. And she goes, oh, no. I said, fine. Then if I'm not buying it, I'm buying you this friendship ring, and we're going to have friendship rings. And it was this whole joke, and we were laughing, and it was fun. And I bought her this ring because she didn't want me to buy the sweater for the man that I'm buying the trip to New York with, because I live life just enjoying myself. She then turned around behind my back, and that happened. I mean, coming from her, I was completely shocked, and I'm going to get emotional, because it was just a moment of her and I. We don't have issues, her and I. And at that point, like, I can't trust any of you guys.
Yeah.
Eileen is a different story, but any of them. And that hurt. And then how much? And then Van, she should be buying me rings. Hold on. What's going on here? How about just thank you?
Yeah. That was a real mean girl moment to me. It was like, look, she's trying to get in with me. Ha. It was really, really lousy.
And then find the price?
Yeah, that's the worst.
That was awful. Yeah. And you were in another room. You didn't even know what was going on, right?
I was in the other room buying Vanderpump her gift for inviting me on the trip. That was a beautiful picture frame. And they're behind my back talking like, I wasn't raised like that. I'm sorry.
That is why
they need Sassoon, not Erica Jane.
Exactly. Mm. That is why so many people love you, Eden. It's because you are who you are. You're authentic. You're innocent. You make friends right away, and that's why we love you. So stay. I almost want to say, I don't want to say some people are vibrating higher than others, but do you connect with that saying?
Yes, I do. And they bring me to a vibration that's really down here, and I spin, and it hurts. It physically hurts. Yeah. And it took me all this time to understand and get to where I am today. And the rest is to be said. I mean, I think if I'm strong enough to vibrate and go back and play, in a sense, and maybe teach others a lesson without them knowing. And if that's the case, great. If not, there are big things out there for me to be doing.
There are. I mean, I just talked to like Maria and Kevin, and they're like, oh, we love Eden. We love Eden. That's all we ever hear. So there's so many people that do love you.
I think we just need, and you know what? There's nothing wrong with a little bit of crazy and a little bit of crazy my way or crazy. There's no wrong or right, but let's find a way to bring this together. And if this is what the networks and or production, or this is what they want, or they think, you know,
they need you. They should.
The world is changing, and there's a little bit of everything for everybody. So
the housewives need Eden Sassoon. They need you.
Did you get to explain to Erica how you felt about that?
No. On reunion, we sat, you know, we kind of were all on this side, and it was interesting how they did what they did.
Is this something you want to bring up to her about, since it did hurt your feelings?
The only person thus far that I've been able to talk to and really express my feelings is Rena, because I let her ripped open my chest and let her in and was vulnerable.
I'm so glad to hear that you guys are still friends, or you are friends now, right?
So we went through a really rough patch, and then after reunion, I realized, God, I can't help it. I really care for this woman. Yeah. I do. And I see beyond some of the stuff that she has to go through. And so on a deeper level, like, I love her. And I wrote her, and first we talked, I mean, to go through that with Kim and to do this for all these years, I really reached out to her just like, I love you, I'm here.
Did you know her before at all or just?
No, just through some mutual friends.
And when you say what she went through, do you think you're talking about what she had to go through to make the reality show?
Well, I think, you know, we all have our whys. You know, what right. is your why? She has mm-hmm. a why. Why she has to be there. Why she wants to be portrayed with these women. And she has to bring certain, you know, she's got to go for it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
She, when she says, yeah. I take it on the chin, that's what she's talking about. Mm-hmm. That's her why. All this right. is mm-hmm. her life. But it's also, we've signed on not only as our, but to show our lives as a job. Mm-hmm. So I give her the utmost respect. You know, she's doing her life job really well and she really is. Strong.
We must talk about the finale and the moment that you had, the blow up with Lisa Rinna. What was leading up to that we didn't see?
The entire season. I kept giving my heart and talking and sharing, and I didn't know that all this was going on behind my back. I've never done this before. I know now.
Hindsight is, yeah.
Yeah. It was so hard, and I was so stuck in that angry feeling that going to Vanderpump's and everything that was going on. And I kid you not, on anybody's life, even yours, I was standing there, and they just had the Pantygate thing, and I'm thinking, what's going on? I'm so confused. Downloaded right through me. Saw her. I'm not kidding. I said to one of our producers, I'm going in. Who says that? I don't say that at all. I went in and I sat next to her and I sat and I just was like, talk, feel, say whatever you need to say, do something. Like, this is between you and her. And the minute I just opened myself and she said, you lost me when you went to Vanderpump, I lost my shit. I lost it. What do you mean I lost you at Vanderpump? I literally gave her everything I could have given her in real life. Sorry, I live my life on or off camera the same way. And people try to not, you know, shut me up for that. And right?
That's a good thing.
So, to shed more light on it, what were some of these instances that we didn't see where you really gave so much to her?
She was never there for me. Okay. Every time I would turn back around and try to have, you know, a companion, if you saw it, it was me. I was alone the entire season with seven insanely insane women.
We did see that in Hong Kong, especially on that boat. I mean, you were kind of floating out there with your wig on, just kind of waiting for something.
I'm like, I'm so done. There's going to be a man overboard soon. Like, I just wanted to watch it all go down, and I could. You can't get an edge. I word in edge. Why is it?
Yeah,
no, like,
no.
Unless you want.
How long did that fight go on in Hong Kong? Because we only see like a few minutes of it, but was it...
Look, we in Beverly Hills go in quick and we just... 10 minutes. I mean, we get...
That's the best.
We get it done, they make it happen, and then you're like, what's going on?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it happened fast.
Okay.
With everything that you've said about Rinna, and you said before that you love her, you have this deep love. So where, like, you know, connecting the dots, how did that change and where does that deep love come from?
Well, I think because I said what I showed in my truth when I just let it loose was all the pain that I had for her. And you can only have that much pain for somebody when you're able to love somebody that much. Mm-hmm. I didn't go off on or do anything to the other girls because I don't care.
Right.
But I care that much about her. So I, for some reason, tapped into something really deep and just spewed it all out. Mm-hmm. And then I have to find forgiveness within myself because I can't live with that. I mean, we showed up in New York at Fashion Week together, and I went to support her daughter. And she wrote me after, and she's like, thank you. No matter what it is between us, you were there, and you were there for Delilah. Of course, because that's who I am. And I will do it all. And the truth is, you know how much I love you. We sat like this across each other. I didn't look in her eyes once because I can't be fake and sit there and pretend.
Sure.
My heart was just like, oh, okay, it's about her daughter. About being here and being present is about her daughter, and that was it.
Okay. That's great.
Wow, it's interesting that of all the ladies, that the one you had the biggest problem with is the one that you're really vibing with the most, and that you feel you have more of a future in having that person in your life.
Because we really saw one another, and I think our whys are different, and so I can go and do this and really bring myself to this cast, show, women, group of women that are all living lives, and yet be, whenever someone gives me a chance, authentically myself, with or without judgment. And then I'll be the first one. You want me in there? Okay, give me a second. you know, I have a voice. I have something to say. It hopefully will always be nice and kind, but come on. As nice and kind as you are, is the opposite you can be. So there might be a balance. Or
wow. Love it.
Yeah.
Did you watch the show before?
Hell no.
No, okay.
Yeah. It gives me anxiety.
So you had no idea what you were getting into? Yeah.
Well, I saw a few things. Yolanda, you treat a woman like that with such sort of... I love that woman. She's great. You... Come on.
Right.
I mean, had I been on that, I might have taken everyone down.
Wow.
Speaking about being in the present and now, are you able to talk about future projects coming up at all?
Well, we're hoping, you know, we're talking to Kevin and AfterBuzz with you guys and doing a podcast with Damon Elliott and I.
That
really
would
just
be
awesome.
Amazing.
Oh, how fun.
Just fun. Here
yeah.
And get you guys will be sitting here laughing at me.
Like, I'm down.
Can you talk about the content?
It's sort of really just being here and now and present in your life and everything sort of we just said, who are you, what are you doing, talking about relationships, talking about kids, talking about sexuality, talking about vaginas.
Okay.
We were talking before.
Here's the book.
Right. The book is in my bag. Sir. I have it away, but.
If you can't talk about it, then don't use it.
There you go.
You know?
I'm
you should
that.
Use it.
Thank you, Eden.
Your show sounds kind of like therapy. You know, I feel like the more you talk, the more you get out there. I need that.
Right, right.
So I'm inviting myself.
You're
right
always
so.
Welcome next to me.
I feel like it's going
to
be
really,
metaphysical.
Yes, but it's hysterical.
Oh, good.
David
right.
and I have this relationship with one another that is like brother and sister, and yet the stuff that just comes out of us, and I bring a crystal, I bring a book, we do all of the stuff, and then it's just the funniest thing you've ever, so it'll be everything.
Yay!
It'll be tears and sweating and stripping. And
well, we must talk about points in this episode, and we'll get Eden's perspective, of course, being an eyewitness to all of this. So this episode starts with Lisa Rinna cornering, or more like Kim cornering Lisa Rinna, and we pick up right where we left off. The insults are flying, you're a sick woman, you know, why the hell are you here? And they square off, and they go right back to the seats. The bunny is left on a table somewhere, and, you know, Rinna says that Kim is her meal ticket onto the show. But I've been saying on this show that I think Lisa Rinna has made her storyline about Kim's sobriety now for, you know, her first season, now her current season. So I think the argument can be made that maybe Lisa Rinna is using Kim as her meal ticket for a storyline.
Deflecting, remember?
Well, Lisa Rinna will do that. She'll do whatever it takes to make a storyline and keep the show alive. I think she did a great job of that this season. Kim, though, on the other hand, she will take any scenario and turn it into the Kim show. And it should just latch onto something. If somebody supports the other person, it always will come back to her and she will keep it going. And it's crazy.
Maybe she's a narcissist.
She does this every single season. And it's like, if there's seven powerful...
I don't know.
That's with love.
If there's seven strong women there, she will somehow put herself as the one where everybody's focused on her. Whether she's the victim or whatever it is, it's all about Kim.
Yeah.
As long as she's on the couch.
Can I just say, after watching... I don't know if you all watched, but that show, FX Feud, the future. Watching that, and looking at Kim, who is an accomplished actress, an older woman, just seeing... how this kind of the psychology behind being a slave to the business at such a young age and what that does to you. You know, I can see how there's different shades of her in relation to what we saw on Feud. I could be just drawing conclusions that are
that's
abstract.
Very kind of you.
I think you're absolutely right.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
It's sad.
It is
sad. And the fact that you watch, you know, someone being raised into this business and then having an addiction problem and then what happens and then holding on like in at the party and they said, well, why are you judging my behavior, talking about, you know, she's telling that as a grandmother I'm having these feelings being, you know, a mother again and I'm having anxiety. Okay, that's psychology 101. Your body is reacting to something that's going to happen. Like, she just doesn't think straight. She is a product of her environment 100% and needs, well, her needs to do whatever she needs to do, but everything you're saying is exactly, I don't know, talk to a doctor or somebody who has something to say, but I think that you're right.
Maybe mixed with chemical
induced
going on.
Do you think it was induced?
I'm having
a Beverly Hills Housewife moment.
Looking back on watching the season, do you feel like you wish you would have had a one-on-one with Kim and explained how you felt with her, maybe
I
brought her on?
I tried in the beginning before Gatsby, and I think at that point Kyle was involved, and it was chaotic.
Yeah, they said, "Why did you get in our face?" And we're like, "Well, you're trying. You're trying every avenue. You connect. You had the same scenario as Lisa Rinna. You lost a sibling.
Yeah,
parent. Lisa
recovering.
Yeah, it's so many similarities.
They didn't see it. It was really about them. Even what made me really angry is when they were talking about as if when my sister died, it's like it didn't matter. It's part of their storyline. It's not fucking part of your storyline. This is my life.
Yeah,
that is my sister.
And you're
trying to
help.
Have some respect.
Right.
Yeah. So that's when I first got really angry. And how dare you? How dare you sit here and like me, Kim? No, this isn't about you. Like I'm one. I know this life isn't about me. This is me and what I can do for other people as far as being of service and if I'm called for Beauty Gives Back or this or that. And look, Kim hasn't called on me, and thank God, because I don't right now like her. And I wish her well. Mm-hmm. And I wish her peace. And I wish her calm. And Kyle, too. More Kyle, you know? She's the sibling of and has to deal with the chaos. My brother right now, I don't know if he's dead or alive, my adopted brother. This has been going on for 4 weeks. I really honestly don't know if he's dead or alive. And you know what? In my mind, okay, this is life.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that person's fault. It's not this person. It's not my dad's fault. It's not my fault. It's not anybody's fault. But he, okay.
That's great. Mm-hmm. I love non-judgment. Wow. And I also like how you wish good on Kim. Because really what you send out comes back to you. It's like a mirror. It comes right back to you. So it's good that you're just putting out good energy.
But I do, you know, on my Twitter through the show, I make comments because in the moment, that's what I'm feeling. And so
you have a right. Yeah. You have a right to do that.
And it's funny. Come on. You're watching this behavior. I mean, I really just wanted to get up and pull that blonde hair and like spit her out and watch her fly on the lampshade. But it's at the end of the day, I really do at night like wish she's in my prayers and I wish her well. Okay. And then I made a comment about being grandma, and I was like, you know what? This is the Housewives. If you want to do like a grandma reality, the spinoff, like genius. Yeah, starring Kim. It'd be great.
Oh my goodness. Oh,
Andy Cohen. Kim.
Well, Lisa Rinna and Kyle had a moment about all the mean things that Kyle said about Lisa Rinna, and they only had one receipt to show. That thing that she said about how she can't keep her mouth. Somehow she can't keep her lips shut. I mean, you know, with all the stuff that's said on this show, really hurtful things. I mean, you know, I thought that was a little reaching. Mm. But, again, we haven't seen Kyle on the receiving end of really any direct attack in
not
a long
this season.
Time.
Yeah.
Long time, yeah.
Didn't Kyle, Lisa Vanderpump, and Kim say they're not coming back next season? Didn't that just come out where they're like, we're done?
I don't know. Guys, Google.
I went through News and Gossip today, and I didn't see anything for that. Mm.
Is it official that Lisa's not going to be? I mean, I always ask this, but I feel like it's never final.
I think she'll be back.
Right?
No, yeah, I mean, it's crazy. They just announced that Heather Dubrow is going to come back to OC Housewives, and she announced that on her own podcast like 4 months ago. So it's like you just don't know.
And you are willing to come back. You want to come back, right?
It's not that I want to. It's that if I'm, of course, I'm open to everything. Right. If I'm called to be there and do what I do and be me, then of course.
If you feel like it's sent to you, that's how I feel. Like if it's sent to me, then I have to, you know, acknowledge it. Yeah.
I get that. What? It's unfinished business. If that's what they need and we need to get in there and clear some air, I'm present, 100%. Vanderpump, I mean, I love that woman. I think that if she's smart, she doesn't need to come back. Why?
Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on Dorit as far as her being a new housewife, jumping into something she's never done before with her husband, and as far as how her storyline went on this season?
Well, I wasn't there for all of it, and when we met, I hit it off with Dorit, although she has like all these bones to pick with me now because I say the truth. Well, that's what we're all supposed to do. Exactly. So when people ask me, you know, about she's at the end of the reunion on camera, which they cut out for some reason, but I'm going to tell you now. She said, Eden, you said somewhere on TV that I drink too much. I said, Dorit, every single time we're together, besides Hong Kong that one night, she drinks and she doesn't remember anything the next day.
Wow.
I said, if you don't want me to say the truth, then don't drink around me. Period. Mm. End of story. She just looked at me like I was crazy.
Good for you.
So that's where all the memory loss must come in. It's induced.
Our first thing was a hike, and they didn't show it. Was a hike, and she goes, I have to tell you, don't remember anything from last night when she was flirting with me because I drank too much.
Wow. What do you think about the supposed maybe coke incident at her house? I know you
weren't
there.
We live in Los Angeles. There, whether she probably wasn't doing it, but 100% it was there.
Yeah.
We said the same thing.
She kept not answering the question.
It's the city.
Maybe she needs a fidget.
Like Joan Crawford knitting.
Just a fidget.
Yes. Love it.
Well, Kyle claimed, and Lisa Vanderpump came to her defense again, that she is not an enabler, but then they showed the flashback of her and Kim saying, you know, my husband pays Kim's bills and all that. And then they question, is that enabling? Kyle says, well, no, because I'm not supplying her, alcohol or whatever substance. I don't know. It took a long minute for Kyle to get those words out. What did we think of that moment?
Enabler, right? I mean, she looks like an enabler to me. Classic.
She's I gave you props. You're not her mom, but you know what? This is a situation that you have to take care of. Because guess what? If you don't, or if you don't give her a job on this show, or if you don't do this, you are 100% responsible for your sister. Mm-hmm. Or what? She's on the streets. Guess what happens when you put a girl like that on the streets? She goes right back to using or drinking. I mean, she has to take care of her.
Yeah.
It's real life.
And she's kind of protecting her. Every time the subject comes up, she doesn't want to go there. She tries to shut it down.
Well, that's because as a sister of an alcoholic and someone who's that intense in that, you know, you don't... When my sister passed on New Year's Day, New Year's Eve, she called me. I don't know if I told you guys this last time. She called me. She left a message. What are you doing tonight? I'm like, you're... Hell no. We had answering machines back then. Erase. Before she even said goodbye, the next morning she didn't wake up. As a sister of an addict, at some point, you're done. You can't deal anymore. You shut off. Everything in your body is just like, I can't. And Kyle, I think, but she's got so much going on. There's part of her that's there.
Well, it's draining and soul-sucking. And people who are...
awful.
Yeah, who do that, put it on other people and... That's just how it goes. I'm so sorry.
No, look, it's life. And if we don't talk about it, then that's where the problem lies.
Right.
You know? Are you taking your stick out?
I feel like I need to take it out. You're going to fall in soon. You look so cute with it on. You can leave it on the whole show.
But a lot of the times, a lot of people, especially you, don't get validation for things like that. So,
and just, it's not even that I think
you don't need it. You don't need it. But just saying.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's subjects that should be discussed.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So vagina, death, addiction.
What's the name of the book?
That should be the intro.
Did you write that book?
Geology. No. My Dr. Cheryl Ross.
Okay.
Cherie Ross, she goes by. No.
You're just
a gynecologist to a lot of women.
And what chapter are you in? 5?
Oh, no, I'm chapter 12.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you want to know the title?
Sure. Yes.
I'm the benched vagina.
What does that mean?
I have an idea. Oh, my gosh.
I guess as in my youth, she thought I needed to be benched. And I said,
I love it.
Yeah.
Unicorn. Oh, she knows. She's like their unicorn vagina, the perfect vagina.
The unicorn? I want to hear more about that.
They're all in there.
Okay.
Yolanda's in there, and she talks about her daughter. She basically is like the mother talking about her daughters. I'm like, how'd she get away with that?
She's in there talking about her daughters?
Yeah.
Her vagina.
Team. No, they're vagina. Vaginas. They're like the perfect princess. You have to give me the
chapter. Yolanda talked about meeting up with Julio Iglesias in Amsterdam. She used to like do one night things with him. She said they would meet up.
Yeah,
good. So we want to know what happened with London. Everybody wants to know.
Well, it was longer than one night.
Oh
yeah, girl.
We went. So after it was after Vanderpump's night.
Okay.
I got on the plane the next morning. Went to New York. Thank God, because I was like, that's over. And I unleashed. And then I went, and I had a great, I think, 4 days with London and New York. And the minute I opened the door, and he was standing there, I'm like, and he walked, he put his stuff down, and he walked in, and he just put his hand and held my heart for like 3 minutes. I was like, it was
You choose
surreal.
Wisely. You surreal. Know instantly, right?
I'm getting better and better and closer, but yes, he and I will, our souls.
That's so great.
Not a problem. The life situation is that he's there, I'm here. He is 28, and I think when he came here for Thanksgiving, so he flew here for Thanksgiving after in October with my parents, everybody, my mom.
We want to see more pictures.
My kids. He's amazing and wonderful. I think that my life and everything and financial stability and the way that I travel, whatever it is just too much, and I don't want to feel like I have...
like a burden.
A third child, or you know, he's just part of the
it's too much for him.
Make him feel that way either.
Yeah.
Just like I don't mean to keep jumping back, but yeah, we gotta go through the episode. Sorry, like I'm trying to think, where am I
back
going
back to the episode? So anyway, guys,
no, and I don't want. There's no good way to make a conference.
No, it's
a good thing because it's like
we gotcha.
You know, I just want to a good chat, you know, with everybody. Dorit, what am I saying here? So she says that Rinna is had crucified her for not remembering anything, but yet when it came to Rinna forgetting in Mexico with that dramatic head turn, they're like, well, you know, what happened to that? So, you know, what do we want to say about Lisa Rinna not knowing what was up? She claims, and even Eileen right there to back her up was saying, oh, no, she really didn't know. What do you think?
Well, in that moment, she's like, okay, I could lie right now, or okay, I'm going to lie. That's, I mean, what I think.
Yeah, it just didn't look right to me.
Look, things can be forgotten. Did she forget our full conversation about... you know,
she acts
emotionally,
like,
she could have forgotten it and not wanting to go there, and what the drama, what it could create or what it is creating. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But the important thing is that she did come to and fess up to
the
truth.
Yeah, I want to believe her. Then the soap twins were called out on the show.
The soap twins.
Eileen said that Kim assisted herself. She inserted herself into Dorit's problem with Lisa Rinna and Erica. Lisa Rinna claims that she's moved on from hating on Kim, and she said it's been like 6 months. Have you even thought about you? I haven't said anything about you. But yet we've seen all season Lisa Rinna playing all this out on Twitter. She posted the photo. We had it here on News and Gossip. This is what you didn't see when we made up. So she's been engaging with Kim on Twitter for...
Oh, the hugs, you mean?
Were they
going back and forth? Oh, because I sent her those pictures. I was like, when they made up, it was just like, oh my God, this is so beautiful. This is what I've been waiting for, and I've taken such shit for this. And I was taking, like...
So you took that photo.
Oh, yeah. I have them all.
Yeah.
And I really felt like, at least for Rinna, it was a very healing moment. I don't know what was going on, Kim. I don't know, Kim. But it felt like they had made up. And then cut to tonight. World War III.
Yeah,
100%.
Well, you were blamed at this point in the episode for saying that Lisa Rinna had a drug problem.
Me?
Not said.
Oh, God.
Not said. But Dorit says that you were the one that highlighted it. You drew attention to it.
No, Dorit asked me. First of all, we're joking, making smoothies, putting a Xanax. That's funny. Who wouldn't do that? Like, you're an addict. You can't. Shut up. It was hysterical.
Yeah.
And then someone left my house, I'm sure, with something.
There was no Xanax in the smoothies, but tell us what was in the green drinks, because we all want to know what you do.
I'll post my green powder and
have green powder.
The protein smoothie, vanilla, and then just a ton of blueberries, antioxidants.
I
want to
do that.
Just so the viewers know, Eden Sassoon made the smoothie at the end for all the women, which
or
she
should have.
Talk about it.
Oh, I didn't make them at the end.
You did.
They were traditionally. Think of it, I would make all those ladies' smoothies at the end.
That's the way you said it.
No, meaning that I originally made the smoothie and they're knocking off my smoothie.
Gotcha. How do you bring it in? Like, it's a lot of work.
No, but you know what? Kyle left a gift for us all, and I actually had a gift. Haley and I made, and I brought them all the calm that I used with my mom, and I brought them a packet of like, haha, funny, we all need this, and it was sweet. I think her and I were the only two.
We all need the green drinks, and we all need to do Pilates.
Your Pilates every day, all day.
Beverly Hills.
Oh my God.
Eden.
In Beverly Hills or in Beverly Glen. It's
Pilates with Eden.
Eden by Eden.
Eden by
Eden.
That's it.
I'm going.
It's incredible. It's life changing.
I used to
done
do it
a
for
class
like
before.
Years
I definitely
ago.
Want to.
Yeah.
Come, but it's not easy. At all.
Yeah.
So hard.
That's all
my problem. I don't have that stamina for all that.
We should all do it.
Watch what you say. Yes, you do say I have the stamina.
Well, we should all do it.
I've fallen behind in classes and it's stuck in my head. You know.
I think we talked about this last time.
Did we?
I feel like we did.
This is like my crossfit life.
Well, get
this
your chakras going and get your energy up,
right? See, my chakra right here gets cut.
What do you do to open it? Do you put like a blue crystal
turquoise.
Here? Oh, you
I
do?
Now, so my daughter and I started Live by Eden. So we're doing 6 pieces jewelry that I make. And so one of them is a black choker and it has a big turquoise
ring. Perfect. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let the crystals help you, right?
Well, that's the turquoise, but the rest. I mean, now they're doing all these like Twitter contests. Eden's going to send me a crystal. This, I'm like, it's not mine to keep. I had a beautiful one and he actually won. And I'm like, oh. Okay, you know what? It's not mine to keep. It's his now. This would have not happened if it weren't for him. So we sent it to him.
The crystals choose you, too, because people come by these New Age expos and they say, what should I get? What should I get? I said, let the crystals tell you which one is.
Well, I sent him a picture, like 4 or 5. He chose that one. So.
There you go.
Lisa Rinna could probably use one because
I gave her one.
Okay, good.
She could use a whole pack.
She's saying that, she's saying that now all these pill popping rumors that have been put out there about her are damaging the big business that she has going on.
Well, all the ladies have
businesses. She does make money.
Oh, please. She's going to have a Xanax t shirt or she's going
to. Oh, she will.
Smart, like I said.
She's
smart. She should make a panty line. Make it. Run with it. Like they do, like me on the ground with my arms up. I love hugs. You don't think Eden hug? I'm going to. Well, it's positive. But
absolutely.
Yeah. Smart.
Yes.
Pay it forward.
Well, Dorit says that Rinna deliberately said that she. The coke allegation. She deliberately put that out there just to hurt her. We kind of touched upon that. I don't know. Is there that much of a feud between Dorit and Rinna? Like, where does it come from? Like, I don't know. I feel like it's just all chit-chat between the two of them. Because Rinna shuts her down and Dorit just keeps talking. And it's just
I actually feel like they're a little bit similar. And I feel like maybe once, if they are on the next season, maybe we can see them develop a friendship.
You think so?
I think so.
I don't know.
I think Dorit's trying to stay on the show.
Impossible.
That's what I think. I think she latches on every time she can.
She's definitely, I think, I don't know for sure, been rehearsed. I mean, they threw me in with the sharks. She got thrown in. She had Vanderpump. She had easy friends with Kyle. You know, first, come on.
She's like a friend of Lisa Vanderpump. She was there, I think, I think that was part almost of the contract. Like Lisa says, I'll come back, but I want a friend. Right. I want an ally because last season it was like a disaster for Lisa Vanderpump. She was seen as the villain. So I could see that for sure.
She specifically said, I'll only come back after you come. So I think that she was well rehearsed. Which is great.
Oh, yeah, she was prepped for that.
Yeah.
Sure.
Coached
it's
a little
brutal.
Bit.
Yeah. It's brutal. Yeah. How could she get through all of that without... She had 3 friends.
What's the biggest lesson you learned on being on The Real Housewives?
Well, I learned a lot about myself, and I had to regress to finally come here and forward because they took me back to my 12-year-old, and it was painful. And so
Were you ready? Like, were you anticipating for that to happen?
Oh, God, no. I was anticipating... the Eden who's 43 being present. And the whole time I was the 12-year-old Eden who couldn't get a word in and who was hurting and who saw this. The whole thing was just painful. Wow. It was painful. Painful. Right after game night and I won, I was number 3, the whole thing went downhill from there until I could just unleash on Rinna, get it all out, and I was like, I'm done.
And then go to Hawaii, right?
And then go to New York.
That was,
it all was healing. After
I was so glad when after the whole season was over, like, Eden's going to Hawaii, I think that's perfect. Yeah. Perfect.
It was incredible. Incredible. What did I learn? I learned a lot about other people and women, and I am different. And I do vibrate on a higher level. And I will not not hug. And I will not not tell the truth. And I am not afraid of any of you. And I was raised a certain way from a man who did have nothing and had the ultimate humility. Like, have some humility. Mm-hmm. And just, this is a gift. What we do is a gift. And if we're going to be out there fighting and arguing, then fine. But what's the reason behind it? What's the lesson that we can all learn? You know? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's a lot that I learned.
That's good.
You know what moment I loved in this show was this moment between Eileen and Kim about being a soap actress versus a movie actress. It's just a classic argument. The soap stars never will get the credit they deserve for the amount of dialogue and episodes they have to turn
it's
out.
It's so much.
It's
brutal,
even
right?
I mean, these shows are so strapped with budgets now that they have to do 2 shows a day. In fact, some of them, they have such small space now because they can't rent out multiple sound stages or Lisa, whatever they do. So they have to just straight up use, like, they have to go through as many episodes as they can within this certain set. Mm-hmm. Then they switch them over and they can't even necessarily shoot a whole episode. I know on something like Days of Our Lives, like, they have racks of clothes and they're all labeled for the episode numbers, and they have to have people remember. Well, you know, I wore that like a month ago, but yeah, we have to go back because they shoot 4 months in advance.
No. Mm-mm.
So it's so much work. And so for Kim to be judgmental of Eileen, who actually is working
really
in
hard.
TV.
Yeah.
Like, Kim's got an Oscar. Yeah. But that's how she acts. Like, come on.
Yeah, that was...
So it's what, 40, 50 pages a day. Eileen, I asked Eileen to come on the show, and she says, I would love to. She knew you were coming on, and she says, I can't. I have to go to work the next day. I mean, the hours that they put in.
She
lives in Malibu. Yeah. She has to come all the way to CBS.
She lives in Malibu?
Yeah, don't you watch the show?
No. I mean, one of her houses, I figured, you know. Wow, that's a big commute.
I don't know how she does it. No. I mean, she must have a very strong body, and she's been doing this for, what, 30 years?
She's incredible. Yeah. She doesn't get the credit she deserves either, you know. And it's fine. She's seen as one way, sort of, and Rena's friend, and she's a good woman. I think it's a good one.
You can tell.
Do you think the acting is more dramatic on a soap opera than a movie?
It's all about
content.
Depends
on the movie.
Yeah. It's all about content.
Because Kim is like, no, there's a clear divide here.
Dramatic?
Well, Kim's just crazy. Yeah. And she's going to talk about herself all the time.
Exactly.
So she'll try to bring it around.
These two literally argued on who is the more dramatic person.
Yeah. It's like, that's dramatic in itself.
Yeah. Oh, man. Lisa Vanderpump and said, "Oh God, what is all this?" Lisa Vanderpump and Kim say that Eileen supported Rena even when she was wrong. You know, so much for loyalty in the game. You know,
well, hold on. Right? I mean, it seems to. Although Lisa calls people out when she calls them out. Everyone supports their friends. I don't know. They were all supporting everyone else. That's what I saw.
Yeah.
But me. But I don't care, to be honest. Yeah. Eileen's her friend, support her, but she does tell her. She says, "Hey, you were wrong." Hey,
yeah, she does say that.
They talk. They're friends. They don't just. They're not full of it.
Yeah. Mm. Dorit regrets the underwear purchasing and the handoff of the underwear.
Bullshit.
Okay. And Rena, that's what she according to Dorit. And then Rena, she says that she's completely done talking about Kim.
Remains to be seen.
You know, we've heard this before.
If
and
I
then
have
again.
Anything to do with it, because what went on there between even, it was the three of us, it was literally this triangle between, I finally looked around and I'm like, stop. Like, she means absolutely nothing. This has to stop. And if it carries on, or and obviously I'm not, I'm a different, I'll be the 43-year-old, actually 44 by that point, woman as opposed to the 12-year-old, and they can't push me up against the walls or put me in the corners or tell me to shut up. It's not healthy for anybody to have to deal with that. I will not mention or utter a word to that woman ever. And she comes up to the Glen. She's at the Pilates studio walking around. I'm like,
what?
I will walk by her and just not even, unless she comes to me and what? What? Then I will be, then what?
Yeah. Right.
But until she does that, I won't even look at her.
I don't see Kim doing it.
You don't need to waste the energy.
See her doing it,
well,
you know?
You don't want her to shoplift from Eden Park. Sorry.
I'll
the shade.
If she'll work out, I'll give her a free class. How about that?
Oh, you hear that, Kim?
We'll bring cameras, right? Kim.
Well, I think Eileen said it best when she recounted the season. She said, you know, not everyone is playing with the full card of a full hand.
I like that. Full deck of cards.
And it's true. You know, that's something I've learned just trying to work in like this business out here is you can't expect to sit in front of someone and be transparent or authentic. People, you know, they've got a lot going on and they've got hidden agendas and things hidden under here. And
people
you know,
are jaded too.
So jaded.
And
you know.
And then it affects the younger kids and it's just constant and it's a battle and it keeps going and there's too much ego.
But that's such like the Real Housewives.
That's exactly it. The ego. The ego will kill it all.
And then people assuming that you have ego or it'll go through. And
and also I think there's so many chemicals in our food and our water and everything that I almost feel like nobody's playing with the full deck anymore. I mean, we need to be like you, Eden. We need to be having these green drinks.
But you're absolutely right. So you're on set and you feed alcohol into your system unless your mind's already out there. Is that reality?
Yeah.
Is that real life? Or did you just have one, two, three? So wait, you can't get in a car and drive because if you get pulled over, you're in trouble. But yet you can go on a reality show and drink all you want, and we're gonna call this reality.
Mm. Good point.
Yeah.
Let's have a sober reality show called The Housewives of Beverly Hills, and let's see what happens.
The ratings will fall.
Hey,
the show
will
be canceled.
We even said, someone was saying we're talking about going in there and being kind and loving, but like you can be kind and loving and real and stern and like have
that's
a,
why
have
we
a
need
real
you back,
argument.
Because you'll represent that.
I'll do what I can, and they'll push my buttons, so I'll throw it down for sure. Yeah. For sure, but
so that's why there's all different types on the show. I don't think they'll go with everybody sane like you, but we need at least one.
But am I sane or am I insane and they're sane?
No.
I don't know, right?
And what's sane?
Well, exactly.
That statement alone shows how sane you are, okay?
Well, we'll have to find out. We're going to keep an eye on Eden. We're going to have to see what's coming up. It was, you know, as you know, they announce new things in the new season. What we're curious to see what's in the future for you, Eden.
You know, there's a time I am too, because I at last couple weeks I was like, you know, I'm done. I got big things to do, and then I got really just into my nonprofit and all the schools, and I got to get back into the legacy. And I put it out there, and then I said to myself, okay, if you're called to do it, then you have to.
Right.
Right.
Go with what the universe says. Exactly. You get those breaks.
It's hard.
I think in the entertainment industry, you need them where you can shift and do other things.
Oh, you mean you got the couple of months in between?
Yeah, well, Kyle says, I only make one movie a year. And then she says, I need a whole year. I need a whole, like, 6 months off after that just to get over all the abuse that I suffered making the movie and how badly I'm treated and disrespected or whatever.
The
I know.
Show.
Yeah.
It's, I know. You might just want to hang yourself and watch for, like, 8 months. That's how bad it is. Wow.
Yeah. But a lot of people in the entertainment industry, they are like you. They should take breaks. Mm-hmm. That's what I do. I go from this and I do something else. Half my time is doing something else.
Yeah,
so.
Fly to the farthest island where nobody can get in touch with you.
I love that.
Just, like, just be at peace and do yoga all day long.
Exactly.
Sounds nice.
That's what you're doing soon.
Yes, and then you'll be ready to come back again.
Like, yes. Larger than life.
Exactly. Well, we're going to film all of it. You did bring a new dynamic to the ladies this season, and we really enjoyed you.
Thank you. Yes. It was small and sweet, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys know me more, to be honest, in the two times I've been here with you, than most of the people who watch Housewives.
Wow.
So.
Yeah. Well, it's unfortunate. This is why you have to watch us at AfterBuzz TV.
Yes.
You know, this is what you have to tune in for and learn. And really, like we said at the beginning of the show, this put a lot of things into focus. I hope it did for you as well. And, you know, you guys can keep up with all of us, with all of our endeavors.
Better.
So, Eden, what do you want to promote really quickly? Let us know.
Just healthy living. Okay, Pilates. You can get your ass to Pilates, whether it's me or someone else. Do it.
Do you have a website?
Of course we do. Eden by Eden Sassoon Pilates.
There you go.
Okay.
Be specific, Eden. Don't talk in riddles.
Your Twitter and your Instagram. You can find everything on Twitter and Instagram, but a website is good to know too, right?
Yes. I just never sell. I'm bad at selling myself.
That's why I'm here.
Me.
I will promote you.
I want to know those riddles, too.
As a programming note, Chris, will you be conducting the unseen footage or the lost footage?
You know what, Grant? First of all, I want to say something about how amazing you were or are this entire season.
Oh,
you
thank
steered
you.
This ship.
It's a lot to steer over here.
You gave us. It's true. It's true. You made everybody feel comfortable on the panel. You gave everybody a voice. Good. You helped us all work together. You were here every single episode. I applaud you. Thank you so much for being
thank
our leader.
Very kind of you. Thank you very
and
much.
So I want to do a quick shout out to Megan, of course.
Yes.
Christy Olsen.
Christy Olsen.
Love her, yes. And
Jenna Thomas. Yes. And who am I forgetting?
Fern. Fern made an appearance. We love Fern.
And Haley. Get the camera on Haley.
All of our wonderful guest stars, especially Eden, who came back for our finale.
I would be here anytime you ask.
Yes.
So,
you.
Speaking of
the... We gotta wrap it up.
Sorry, my friend.
Exactly. But they always do a Secrets Revealed, and it doesn't look like they're going to do it, but we are going to be here, and we are going to cover the whole season. We have a special guest star...
So we're doing it.
We are doing it.
I'm going to be there.
You're going to be there. Fern is going to be there. We have clairvoyant medium psychic
Christian Torin,
who's going to give a relationship overview. And, of course, we are so thrilled that Eden will be coming back.
Yay!
So it is going to be
interesting show.
An amazing
show.
I'm
going to be sweating. Yes.
Yes. Cries, tears, all amazing. That.
Well,
love
for
it.
Me, I have been doing Housewives straight for a year and a half. I'm going on vacation.
But I should be sending you.
Aren't you going to cover Fire Island?
Yes, you can find me doing that ridiculous show, Fire
yes!
Island. But you guys can always find me on my podcast, Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk. And I'll be back, of course, to do more Housewives as they come. But for now, I'm putting on my glasses and going up to a nice little vacation myself.
Baby.
So that'll do it for us. You guys can find us on all of our platforms.
Jennifer Lee on TV. That's me. Bye.
Thomas.
Hey guys, I'm Thomas Rulina. Oh. I've really enjoyed hanging out with you guys this season. I'm doing The Real Housewives of New York, so make sure to check me out on my other show tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Follow me everywhere at Thomas Rulina.
And I'll finally say it. Follow me on Twitter, aka Golden Boy, Instagram, ChrisValentine17. Thank you guys so much for all your
wonderful
comments.
And thank you for having me and bringing me in. Love you all.
Thanks to Jimbo in the booth.
Yes. Thanks, Jimbo.
We thank you for all of your loyalty and listening in the comments below. We appreciate all of you.
You
we'll
guys.
Be back with more Housewives of Beverly Hills in the future.
Yay, season 8.
Hold that diamond.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.